Everything that rocks.
All righty. Good morning. It's 7-11.
7-11.
Brock.
11. What's up, man? How you doing?
Doing great, buddy. Doing fantastic. Doing super duper, man.
It's Friday, you know. Feels good.
Yeah, feels great. Feels
really good. It'll be a nice day. Pop that top.
Get them nips out. Get some sunshine on them. Yeah. Good day for it. All right, enough of that. For God's sakes, I think we said get your nips out like 9 times this week.
Well, might be your last opportunity.
It's
so
true. All right. Well, while your nips are out, let's get to it. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
The show's not going to get any better. Anyways, as always, the morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump it up. Well, the gossip is that Lori Loughlin, or as I like to call her, Lori Lock-In, of Full House fame, is a wreck in prison. She's only been there a week. The actress has under 2 months left to serve. Apparently, she is worried that something will go wrong while inside. She's serving time over the college cheating scandal that's been, you know, in the news all over the place. The prison is just 5 hours from her home in California. Because, again, don't forget, folks, she got to pick where she got to go to prison.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I wonder, what's she like in real life? Is she Aunt Becky-ish in real life?
Probably not. No, anybody who's like, there's very few people that are super nice on TV that are super nice in real life. Other than like Mr. Rogers and Bob Ross, probably. But you're hearing it about Ellen. You're hearing it about James Corden.
Corden, everybody.
Yeah. And Lori Loughlin now, she's in prison because of paying her daughter's way, her dumb broad daughter's way into a prominent school.
See, I don't know. There's still just a part of me that kind of feels bad. I'm not fully on board with her.
Not me. Look, okay, here's the thing. Is it that terrible that she used her money to get her kid into college? I don't think so. Now, to be fair,
I mean, dude, there's a lot worse things going on out there, I'm saying. You know, not that it's
there
right.
There is. And what you look at is what's wrong is there's a lot of kids that deserve to go to the college, and they've worked hard to do it. You know what I mean? They've studied. They don't have the money to pay the tuition, so they need scholarships. I get that. What I think we need to just accept and stop making it so secretive is just let the rich people say, yeah, I'm sorry. I'll give money. You know what I mean? Because if that's going to help the other students now, I know it's taking spots away, so I get it. I understand. But we do this all is secretive, backdoor, you know, kind of dealings when let's just be straight up. Let the rich people say, look, I'm going to give all this money so my dumb kid who has not had to work a day in their life can go to college. Is it the end of the world? No, it's not.
No,
let's just let it happen. You know what I mean? So
isn't that just life?
Oh, hell yeah. I mean, well, see, and they've made an example out of her. That's this whole thing.
That's what they're doing. That's exactly what they're doing.
But here's the funny thing. The dust is going to settle, and it's not going to change an effing thing. There's still going to be all these rich boys and girls that are going to go to Yale and Princeton because daddy went to Princeton, so I need to go to daddy. I need the Beamer to drive to Princeton, daddy.
Yeah,
that's how it is. That's just the way of the world. You know what I mean?
It is. I think you're right, man. I don't know. Like I said, there's just still a part of me that's like, I feel bad.
Yeah, I don't. She's got enough money. The family's going to be fine afterwards. That's what I think is so funny. I wish she would just sack up. She went to some white-collar-ass prison that she got to choose where she was going.
Yeah, she's not walking around Alcatraz trying to survive.
Yeah, she's not in Gen Pop making shivs. She needs to relax a little bit. And it's for 2 months. For God's sakes. You know what?
I mean, it would suck. Two months of jail.
There's people out there that got like 10 years for having, you know, an ounce of weed on them.
Yeah, it's very true.
Shut up, Lori. Yeah.
But Brock, she's a good-looking broad and doesn't look like she should be going to jail.
You know what she needs to do? She needs to just get there, find the biggest, toughest broad at this prison, and knock her out. You got to assert dominance, okay?
Is that what you did when you went to jail?
Hey, when I served my nickel, that's what I did, man.
Just breaking jaws left and right, huh?
It was great. And then I started a cigarette trading ring. It was fantastic.
You ain't breaking nothing with those radio hands, dude.
Hey, what are you talking about? I'm getting in. What are you doing?
Oh, man.
Does anybody need any kind of commentating? I'm really good at emceeing. Is there like a prison talent show that I can emcee or something? That's about what I bring to the table, fellas.
That's cool. Just drop the soap, bro. Get it over with.
They have me do the reading day. They let me do the reading day for all the prisoners. So.
All right. Yeah, you'd be somebody's bitch. That's for sure.
That's fine. It's fine. Whatever I need to do to survive, okay? I'll make some toilet wine and be someone's bitch. According to a new study, weight training may help ease anxiety. Researchers found that young adults who bang and clang barbells and dumbbells are better able to avoid depression and other mental illness and boost feeling of happiness and contentment. Well, that's because working out releases endorphins. Why do you think
Because you're in there screaming your brains out.
I'm always happy because, you know, when I'm lifting the weights, the endorphins are pumping. They're pumping through my body, and I feel great. I do it. I pump, and I smile, and I laugh.
Steroids. Yes. You blow up a little bit, and you get the pump going.
If you're sad, don't be sad. Just go to the gym and throw the weights around. Do it. Come on. Do it.
Come on.
Just do it. Lift the weights. You know, you feel better. Do it.
It does make you feel better.
Do a little workout, get the blood flowing, oxygen pumping. Yeah. So if you're feeling a little down, I'm not saying it's as easy as just pumping some weights, but, you know, especially now, this time of year when it's dark for 13 hours, 14 hours a day, just lift a few weights. Or
gyms are back open, right?
Or, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, do that. Or, you know, pick up some rocks or something. I don't know. If you don't want to do that, you could do, that's my workout tip. Just lift some rocks. If you don't want to do that, you can do the complete opposite and enjoy some nachos, because today is National Nachos Day.
Ah, nice.
You know what? Eating delicious food also releases endorphins. So there's two sides of that coin.
Working out seems good and dandy, but I think I'm going to choose the nachos.
Nachos are way better. You can, like, you know, kind of flex as you bring the nacho to your mouth. One. two.
Doesn't count.
That counts. You even out the calories taken in by the calories burned. What if you do a squat with each nacho? That should count, right?
Here's the thing, though. It's nachos. I'm going to be doing a lot of squats, bro.
Yeah, afterwards.
I eat a lot of nachos.
Man, oh, man.
God, don't stop.
I want nachos now. I want nachos now. Can we get nachos, Hunter?
What time is it?
I don't know.
7:20?
Yeah, that's fine. Breakfast nachos. Can we have breakfast nachos? It'll be little pancakes covered with, like, all the delicious breakfast stuff. We'll put some bananas.
I've never heard of such a thing, but you know what? I think you might be onto something.
Patent pending breakfast nachos. Brock and Hunter said it first. This is a verbal binding contract. Breakfast nachos. We thought of it.
Millionaires.
Yeah.
It'll be millionaires.
We're going to open a breakfast nacho bar. We're going to call it Nacho Breakfast.
That's so stupid.
That's a great idea. All right? It's
Nacho Breakfast.
Brock and Hunter's Breakfast Nacho Bar, Nacho Breakfast.
Hey, you know what? Yeah, whatever's going to get me rich, I'm on board.
Hey, Brock and Hunter, whose breakfast is that? Nacho Breakfast. Come on down. That'll be the commercial. You like that? Yeah, it'll be perfect. That'll be the commercial that will air here on WIRX when we quit the morning show to take over the growing chain of breakfast nacho places.
Because we're going to need it, because we're going to get fired after this break. Let's wrap this up. This is ridiculous.
That's your morning dump.
The morning dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.